We have come into this place to survey the wondrous cross and to contemplate the events of Holy Week. Let us hear again the Holy Scripture and story of God's loving plan and purpose in the suffering of Christ to redeem us from sin and death. Holy Week started with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This was followed by Jesus teaching in the temple and being challenged by those in authority. He knew what lay before him, but Jesus faithfully followed his Father's will as the shadow of the cross weighed heavily on him. Let us pray that we may be transformed anew as we remember Christ's humiliation, and that we may be taught obedience as we remember Christ's obedience until death. May we love one another as Christ showed love for all people. May we also pray for those things God would have us ask in the name of Jesus, as we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there."
They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared a Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
Oh, my God. After the meal with his disciples in the upper room, Jesus walked with his disciples. He said, "You will all desert me this very night. So it is written by the prophet Zechariah, 'Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.'" Peter told him, "Even if everyone falls away because of you, I will never fall away." "Truly I tell you," Jesus said to him, "tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. "Even if I have to die with you," Peter told him, "I will never deny you." And all the disciples said the same thing. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he told the disciples,
while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs. sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him.
Jesus knew the charges placed against him were false, but he continued to willingly walk the path he was called to walk, knowing the cross was nearer than ever before. Taken to Caiaphas, the high priest, and after questions and charges of blasphemy, he was deemed worthy of death. Then his accusers spit in his face and struck him with their fists.
Jesus was taken before the governor, Pilate, who asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them,
"Thank you.
when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit.
At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. When the centurion and those who were with him, who were guarding Jesus, saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God."
Thank you.